5 schools in the greater capital region have reported cases of hand, foot, and mouth disease, also known as Coxsackie virus. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says Coxsackie viruses are part of the same family of viruses that cause polio and hepatitis A and live in the human digestive tract. Dr. Alan Sanders is Chief Medical Officer for St. Peter's Health Partners.
So there's really no prevention of Coxsackie viruses out there every year, more commonly in the late summer, early fall. It's easily transmitted person to person, so obviously if someone has been diagnosed with it, it's obvious. Oftentimes the kids with a rash on their feet, on their hands, sometimes even small lesions in their mouth.
It usually affects children under the age of 5, but adults can also contract it, as evidenced by a number of cases among Major League Baseball players this year. Sanders says it usually doesn't pose any major health threat.
It can lead, on rare occasions, to a little more profound issues with inflammation around the heart. It could be a little bit more concerns for even a form of a non-bacterial, or we call it a viral, meningitis that's usually completely asymptomatic after a couple of days. And importantly, there's no antiviral medicine to give for this virus, so it can really cause havoc on people for a number of days, but we can't really do anything to either A, prevent it, or B, treat it. It just runs its natural course.
Health officials on Long Island reported a slew of cases in late July and early August, and it appears the virus has moved upstate. It first showed up in Montgomery County at Fonda Fultonville Central School District, then appeared at Broadalbin Perth Central School District and Greater Amsterdam School District. Officials took precautions by canceling a scheduled Friday night football game last week between Amsterdam High and Broadalbin Perth High. The Cohoes School District and Gloversville Enlarged School District were the latest to report the presence of the virus among students late last week. Cohoes District spokesman Aaron Cagwin spoke with WAMC Monday.
Last week we had 4 confirmed cases of the Coxsackie virus at one of our elementary schools. That's Abram Lansing Elementary. And then I just spoke to our principal, and we have had 1 additional confirmed case since then, so it's up to 5. We're just letting all of our parents know what the symptoms are, and that if, you know, their children experience any of those symptoms, to contact their doctor. And our custodial staff are, you know, taking extra measures to make sure that all common areas and classrooms are being thoroughly cleaned.
The CDC says the highly contagious virus spreads most commonly via unwashed hands and has been known to spread quickly in a group setting, like an athletic team. Antibiotics have no effect. In the majority of cases, symptoms disappear after 7 to 10 days. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.